From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi commended the people opting to stay homebound, as reflected in the drop in the number of passengers, even reaching over 95% in several transportation modes. He remarks while inspecting the Pulau Gebang terminal in East Jakarta on Saturday. Sumadi noted that on the first day of the homecoming exodus ban on Thursday, the number of passengers departing from the Pulau Gebang terminal only reached 11 people, while on the second day on Friday, the figure was recorded at 40. Escorted by Antara, the minister expounded that the decrease in the movement of passengers out of Jakarta is estimated to be nearly 90%. Meanwhile, the movement of passengers at the Soekarno-Hatta Airport and other airports in the country also decreased, even up to 95%. The transportation minister also cited the reason for the ban on going home, while highlighting that the policy was adopted to contain the transmission of COVID-19. Indonesia received the third batch of ready-to-use COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca under the COVAX Facility Multilateral Scheme at the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tanggerang on Saturday. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated during an online press conference as reported by Antara. Overall, about 1,450,000 doses of the ready-to-use AstraZeneca vaccine of the third batch reached by this week under the COVAX facility scheme. Collectively, the number of vaccine doses received by Indonesia so far has reached about 76 million. The COVAX facility, supported by Gavi, WHO, and CEPI, and in a cooperation with UNICEF, has made unwavering attempts to provide vaccine equally to all countries, according to the minister. The Health Ministry intends to expand its national immunization program under the Strategic Plan of Health Reform with the inclusion of three other vaccines in a bid to lower the maternal and child mortality rates. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin stated during a webinar on World Immunization Week 2021 on Saturday that many newborn babies have died of diarrhea and pneumonia. The ministry has tweaked the concept of basic immunization into routine immunization, comprising basic immunization and advanced immunization. Health facilities have earlier administered 11 vaccines to children in the National Immunization Program, and in 2022, the program will include three other vaccines, PCV, HPV, and rotavirus. Inclusions of the three new vaccines is expected to reduce maternal and infant mortality rate, so Indonesia can benefit from the demographic bonus. Let's move on to the international news. China reported 12 new COVID-19 cases in the mainland on May 8, up from 7 a day earlier. The National Health Commission said in a statement on Sunday that all the new cases were imported infections originating from overseas. The number of new asymptomatic cases, which China does not classify as confirmed cases, rose to 10 from 8 a day earlier. The total number of confirmed COVID cases in mainland China now stands at 90,758, while the death toll remains unchanged at 4,636. Former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed is conscious after life-saving surgery, his family said on Saturday as police made two arrests in connection with the blast they said was being treated as terror attack. Nasheed, the president of the ruling Moldavian Democratic Party and the current parliament speaker, was critically injured after a bomb exploded as he left his family home in the capital Male on Thursday. Police and prosecutors on Saturday said they had arrested two men linked to Islamic extremism in connection with the blast. India on Saturday reported its highest ever single-day COVID-19 death toll as cases continued to rise and states imposed stricter lockdowns. India's health ministry reported 4,187 fatalities over the past 24 hours, taking the overall death toll close to 240,000. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates that India will see 1 million COVID deaths by August. Cases rose by 401,078 on Saturday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to 21.9 million. Medical experts say the real numbers of COVID-19 cases and fatalities are likely to be far higher than official tallies. South Africa's health ministry said on Saturday it had detected the first four cases of a new coronavirus variant that emerged in India and was responsible for a surge of infection and death in the Asian country. Testing had also picked up 11 cases of the variant B117 first detected in the UK. This was said by the National Health Minister, Zweli Mkhize. The four positive cases were detected in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal province and all had a history of travel to India, which on Saturday recorded its highest ever single-day COVID-19 death toll of 4,187 fatalities. Of the 11 infected with the UK variant, 8 were found in the Western Cape, Mkhize said, adding that the B117 strain was detected in community samples and that the suggested community transmission had already set in. That was the news. The Indonesian government last Thursday began implementing a policy of eliminating this year's traditional Eid homecoming, which officially takes effect in the period 6 to 17 of May 2021. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Professor Wiku Adhisasmito, in his statement Thursday, asked the public to comply with this policy. Because all border areas between regions have been guarded by the police together with the regional government and assisted by the local community. He said this policy was taken by the government to reduce the potential for COVID-19 transmission. According to him, if there are some people who are caught still trying to travel to their hometown during this Eid al-Fitr holiday and break through the isolation placed by the authorities, then the police have the right to order them to turn back. In addition to restriction for travelers, the government through the Minister of Home Affairs also issued a circular regarding the prohibitions of breaking the fast together in the month of Ramadan and holding open house or halal bihalal activities around Idul Fitri Day, which this year falls on May 13. It is hoped that the circular letter is obeyed by the ranks of the regional government during the Idul Fitri period. Apart from that, people were reminded again that the implementation of worship in the month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr prayers refers to the circular of the Ministry of Religion No. 3 of 2021. Through the circular, people are asked to pay attention to the zoning of their area of residence in holding Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr prayers. For people living in the COVID-19 red and orange zone, worship is done at home only. For the yellow and green zones, worship can be held in mosque while adhering to strict health protocols. Meanwhile, people who live outside the agglomerations area and have to work in big cities need not worry, because there are mobility exceptions for them. The prohibition on mobility is only intended for Idul Fitri, or more popularly known as Lebaran, homecoming activities. I'll start today in history with May 9, 1978, the assassination of former Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro occurred. After more than a month of disappearing in a kidnapping, the body of former Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro was finally found. One of the most important leaders of the Christian Democratic Party was found in Rome in the trunk of a car on May 9, 1978. The former Prime Minister, who was also a presidential candidate, was kidnapped on March 6 by the extreme-left terrorist group, the Red Brigade. This hard-line group demanded the release of 13 detained militia members. Until now, the various issues surrounding the kidnapping are still a mystery. Moving on May 9, 1994, Nelson Mandela was appointed South Africa's first black president. Nelson Mandela is an anti-apartheid revolutionary and South African politician who served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. On May 9, 1994, he was officially inaugurated as the first black president in his country, South Africa. He is the first black South African to hold the post and the first president to be elected by full representation in a multiracial election. His government focused on eliminating the influence of apartheid by eradicating racism, poverty and inequality, and promoting racial reconciliation. I'll end today in history on May 9, 2012, when Sukhoi Superjet 100 accident on Mount Salak occurred. The Sukhoi Superjet 100 SSJ-100 accident on Mount Salak occurred on May 9, 2012. The plane disappeared on a demonstration flight departing from Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta, Indonesia. On May 10, 2012, the ruins of the Sukhoi Superjet are seen on a cliff on Mount Salak due to the large area where the wreckage hit the mountain. Rescuers concluded that the plane crashed directly into the rocky side of the mountain. There were 45 people killed, including 14 passengers from the airline Sky Aviation and 3 journalists.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello, Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you again for your email and your attention to our English program. I do appreciate it, and I'm glad if you enjoy our program. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Gadis yang selalu lukis mimpiku sejak lama, kini tak ada lagi resah jauh darinya. Dia jatuh di pelukku. Boleh sajalah kau bermimpi berharap lebih, tapi nyatanya selama ini dia denganku. Berapa musim telah ku nantikan, kini saatnya dia milikku. Jika kau sanggup menjaganya, berikan semua. Kau selama ini aku yang menjaganya. Halusinasi. Kita lihat saja siapa yang akan dipilihnya. Saksi tangis tawanya. Kau kan cuma sahabat baiknya yang memendam rasa kepadanya. Jika kau sanggup menjaganya, berikan semua. Kau selama ini aku yang menjaganya. Siapa yang akan dipilihnya? Wanita tidak cukup hanya dengan kata.
Aku bisa berikan waktu dan segalanya.
Jangan berimpi,
halusinasi.
Kita lihat saja siapa yang
akan dipilihnya. Siapa yang akan dipilihnya? Wanita tidak cukup hanya dengan kata.
Aku bisa berikan waktu dan segalanya.
Jangan bermimpi
halusinasi.
Kita lihat saja siapa yang akan dipilihnya.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Following Indonesia's candidacy for the 2032 Olympics, the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports has compiled a national sports grand design to improve Indonesia's achievement at the international level. One of the contents is the determination of 14 leading sports that will be included in the International Olympic and Paralympic sport events. Deputy for Performance Improvement of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Chandra Bhakti, on Tuesday in Jakarta said that the 14 sports were determined by adjusting the physical abilities of Indonesians who prioritize technique and accuracy. In a media gathering event in Jakarta, Chandra explained, of these 14 sports, some of them often made achievement in the international arena, such as badminton, weightlifting, archery, shooting, and others. In addition, their training pattern has been running well so far. According to Chandra Bhakti, a pattern of training for athletes is needed from an early age in order to improve performance in international events, especially the Olympics and Paralympics, which are the main targets in the grand design of the national sport. Moreover, Indonesia is targeted to be the host and is in the bidding process for the upcoming 2032 Olympics. He said the government did not want Indonesia to just be the organizer, but had to be successful in achievement as well, even getting into the top 10 most medal winners. Meanwhile, related to the concerns that many of the large designs that are currently compiled will change again at a change of government, Chandra ensures that the ministry and stakeholders have put in place in a system of training patterns for athletes until 2045. A presidential regulation will be made to oversee all the grand designs of the sport.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Mawad Belgrade in Morocco. Hello, Mr. Mawad Belgrade. Thank you very much for your email and wish. Hopefully, all of us in healthy condition. Special for you and other listeners, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Adakah planet di sana jadi tempat ku sembunyikan perasaanku yang tak bisa diriku tutupi. Betapa indahnya kamu, bagaikan bintang di hati yang temani sepanjang malamku menebak cintamu. Meskipun engkau belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Berulang aku dekati, berulang hanya senyuman yang ku harap, artinya sama kita saling sayang. Meskipun engkau belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hatiku. Meskipun engkau belum meyakini apa yang aku rasakan, aku masih memperjuangkan cintaku. Untuk yakinkanmu, hanyalah dirimu cintaku di setiap detak hati. Setiap detak hatiku, cintaku di setiap detak jantungku.
RRI was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder in Ramadan edition. This time, I will introduce you Toge Panyabungan, a typical beverage that is a favorite for breaking the fast for the people in Mandailing Natal Regency, North Sumatra, especially the city of Panyabungan. Toge in Indonesian means bean sprouts. When people hear the word toge panyabungan, they will definitely think this is kinds of vegetables. But toge panyabungan here is a sweet beverage that is usually sought for after a day of fasting or as takjil. As you may already know, Ramadan is the time when most people in Indonesia who are predominantly Muslim fast from dawn to sunset every single day for one whole month. Takjil is something you eat first after sunset to break the fast. It can be snack or sweet beverage. Toge Panyabungan is a very popular takjil to be taken not only in Panyabungan but in the province of North Sumatra as well. A bowl of toge panyabungan contains five main components, namely rice flour dough shaped like bean sprouts, hence the name toge, and given natural green coloring, brown sugar, cooked, and fermented glutinous rice, candil, and lupis. The serving of toge panyabungan is very simple. The various filling mixtures are doused with coconut milk and added with ice cubes if you like. Interestingly, most toge panyabungan traders today still retain the traditional way of making it. They use firewood stoves to process raw materials. In addition, to maintain the taste, they deliberately brought in palm sugar from Mandailing, Natal, not from other places. Some people prefer to enjoy toge panyabungan warm, but there are those who prefer to add ice cubes to make it taste fresher. It depends on individual taste, of course. In Mandailing, Natal, people would prefer it warm, while in the provincial's capital, Medan, more often ice is added. Nowadays, toge panyabungan makers do not only come from the Mandailing ethnicity, which is the original tribe of panyabungan, but also from all ethnicities in North Sumatra such as the Malays, Javanese, Padang, Chinese, Batak, and others. In the month of Ramadan like this, toge panyabungan traders can be found around the Great Mosque of Panyabungan, to be precise at the Old Market on Jalan Keliling. If you are in Medan, try to taste this toge panyabungan. Besides being refreshed, it is also fill your tummy. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we will reply an email from Dr. D.K. Sarkar in India. Hello Dr. D.K. Sarkar, thank you for your email and the reception report. I do appreciate it. So keep listening and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
If I turn over to you and start to get a little high, it's because I love you, and I will never shut up if anyone hurt you. It's because I love you, baby. I'm yours, yeah, you. Till I close my eyes.
Here is Musalani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the amount of garbage, especially masks and plastic gloves, has increased and has caused its own problems. Medical waste disposed not according to regulation often causes problems both on land and in waters and may endanger the ecosystem. Chandra Wahyu Purnomo of Gajah Mada University, UGM, Yogyakarta, as quoted from his official website on Friday, said that throughout 2020, a lot of evidence has been obtained in the field that use masks could ensnare animals, such as birds and turtles, and cause death. Therefore, according to him, proper waste management is needed to reduce environmental impacts and provide other benefits. Departing from these concerns, Chandra said UGM collaborated with the Bandung Institute of Technology (ITB) and Sablas Maret University to create a program in the form of a medical waste management system for disposable masks and plastic gloves. It is called DoMask or Dropbox Use Mask, and created with the special purpose of providing a safe and environmentally friendly disposal route for used masks and gloves from the general public. Main researchers in the DoMask project, he explained that the DoMask project was funded by the Indonesian Collaborative Research Program conducted from February to October 2021. This project started with collecting mask and glove waste using boxes and making application to monitor drop boxes and the burner. This drop box can be placed in several locations, and when the box is full, it will provide notifications on the application and website. Furthermore, officers will come to pick up the box and the medical waste will be destroyed by heating with high temperatures, or better known as the pyrolysis method. Chanda, UGM has a recycling innovation house facility located at the Agrotechnology Innovation Center. It is the center for processing and developing waste and waste technology and has adequate thermal technology waste disposal equipment. He said this pyrolysis reactor would later be developed in other partner universities. The program also received support from some other universities, which are members of the Indonesian Solid Waste Forum.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。
私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جاو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوان بين دو فاي يان دي تشوان بو وو دي كو جاو باو هو ني يي دي كو جاو باو هو وو
ايفيتي لا ديفوسيون ديل كوروناويروس كورتار لا كادينا دي ترانسميسيون usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dibesarkan di negeri yang mengagumkan beragam suku bangsa dan bahasa yang berbeda-beda tetapi tetap satu jua cita rasa seni budaya yang tinggi mengilhami seluruh karya anak negeri untuk selalu ingat bumi pertiwi tempat di mana kita selalu berdiri. Oh indahnya Indonesia, jika kita menjaganya bersama.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I will present you a song by Firza. The singer, whose full name is Di Muhammad De Firza, has released a religious nuance song rearranged entitled Damai Bersamamu in Ramadan 2019. The song created by Joni Asahilatua has become one of the hits in Indonesia, which was previously popularized by the late senior singer Krisya. Damai Bersamamu tells about the world peace between fellow human beings. All that peace can happen if only to God we complain, ask, and pray for all the problems of this world and the hereafter. Well, listener, here is Damai Bersamamu by Firza. Happy listening.
Aku termenung di bawah mentari, di antara megahnya alam ini, menikmati indahnya kasihmu. Ku rasakan damainya hatiku. Sabdamu bagai air yang mengalir, basahi panas terik di hatiku, menerangi semua jalanku. Ku rasakan tentramnya hatiku. Rasakan lembutnya kasihmu. Oh,
kepalsuan, kepalsuan. Dunia
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kebesaran-Mu ya Allah, kasih sayang dan rahmat.
dalam sadarku terlupa mengucap syukur, dalam sujudku berdoa, dalam tangisku menyesal. Astaghfirullah, bukalah pintu taubatmu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.